From NPR News, it's Day to Day. U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts delivered the annual Reagan Lecture at the Ronald Reagan Library in Southern California last night. It was his first major speech since joining the court. Roberts may have his critics in Washington, but as Rachel Miro of member station KPCC reports, he had nothing but friends at this event.
Some 900 people, mostly older white Republicans, packed the Hilltop Library an hour northwest of L.A. In the front rows were a number of notables from the Reagan administration, some of them now on the Ronald Reagan Library's Board of Trustees, and a lot of lawyers, added the chairman of the board, Fred Ryan.
I'm told that there are over 100 lawyers here. No doubt each of them will be billing this time to some client. As private conference with the Chief Justice, right?
But if those lawyers were looking for a hint or preview of how John Roberts is likely to rule on any issue of the present day, they were disappointed. The Chief Justice said he hadn't planned to give any speeches in his first year, but he couldn't say no to Nancy Reagan.
A few months ago, I found myself seated next to Mrs. Reagan at a dinner in a house in Washington, a house with which she was much more familiar than I was. And over appetizers, the possibility of coming out and speaking at the library came up. I explained my very strict policy. By the time we were finishing the entrees, we were just nailing down the specific date.
Over the last decade, the Ronald Reagan Lecture has featured the nation's top conservatives, including Karl Rove, senior advisor to President Bush, and Federal Reserve Chief Alan Greenspan. The focus of this speech, Ronald Reagan's legacy, gave Chief Justice John Roberts an easy out of present-day politics, and he spent the evening focused on the past, an approach the audience appreciated.
He was a great communicator because he communicated great ideas with the sincerity of a deep felt and a deep felt and abiding belief in those ideas.
A Q&A session followed the speech, featuring friendly questions about Roberts' personal experience. He spoke of his nervousness the first day on the court and his four-year-old son's impression of his daddy's new job.
Having young children is great to keep things in perspective. The first question Jack had for me when he found I was going to be the Chief Justice, he said, "Well, Daddy, do you get a sword?" And I said, "No."
Roberts' down-to-earth style charmed the audience, including many of the law students who were bused in for the speech from nearby Pepperdine University, like Peter Levitt.
He's likable. I mean, he's a big dog. He's got all kinds of power and stuff like that. And he doesn't necessarily have to be likable, but he was very, the questions that he was asked, he didn't skirt any of the issues. He answered them, but he answered them in a way that it made people laugh, made people comfortable. So I like that.
Supreme Court observers note Roberts seems to do the same thing for his colleagues on the bench, encouraging a number of unanimous decisions. As for how he'll rule on controversial issues facing the court, we'll all have to wait and see. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.